Lee, I know you just had it in the news. Donald Trump finally, this is great news, hitting India with a punishing 50% tariff for buying Russian oil. Good.
Yeah.
Good. This needed to happen. If you notice when Trump started talking about it, that first week in July, India, we are their largest trading partner, okay? About 20% of what they make in export comes here. Russia is number two, but they're only at 8-9%, right? So why India needs to hang out with them at BRICS like they did the first week of July, when they just got together and they all plotted to take down our currency. And we had done so much for India, Lee, including at the time before Trump yanked it back, and I'm glad he did, pressuring Microsoft to shift all of its production out of China and into India. And they're still going to have some of it. We're bringing it back, but you know, for now it's in India. That was a boon to India, and they repay us by huddling with Russia and China to take out our currency. I've been saying for a long time, excuse my English, but who the hell do they think they are? And you don't want us to buy 20%? Okay, sure, fine. Learn some respect. And they're about to learn. We're going to win this. We are. Unless they just don't want to sell us 20% of what they make. Good luck. It's their high-end stuff, too. Mm-hmm. So, and this is the situation China's in that 50% of what they make in terms of dollars we buy. The actual percentage of their goods we buy is a lot less. But we are the high dollar buyer. It is the same with India. This is not the junk. This is the higher, you know, the higher end items that they make. So, okay, good. Try it. They just hit Trump just hit India with a punishing 50% tariff for buying Russian oil. Good. This is how we need to fight. We do not need to send long range missiles and hit Moscow, as Trump flirted with, said maybe he'd let Zelensky do that. No, that is a civilizationally destroying idea. That is a really, really bad idea. No, we fight with economics first. We don't skip economics and go to mass murder. That's not a thing. And that's the Joe Biden policies. They work disastrously. We already tried under Joe Biden launching long-range missiles into a nuclear-armed country just to see what they would do. Thank God nobody got hurt. I mean, on a civilizational level, they are nuclear-armed and we violated their nuclear doctrine. So I'm glad to see this, Lee. And Lindy, India needs, bottom line, to be taught a lesson. I mean, it was that same week in July that Trump started floating this.
Well, it's just like elections have consequences. Trade has consequences.
Yeah, it does. It does. And they've been able to have the best of both worlds. Yeah. The Chinese and Russian business huddle with them, destroy our currency or pretend they're trying to, while we buy stuff and move our factories over there. While they, by the way, secure massive and buy massive amounts of coal, open a coal fire plant more than every week and take our manufacturing because we won't open coal fire plants. And then they burn it dirty, pollute the world, and the whole thing just gets exponentially dumber from there. And that's the system that we need to defeat.
Yeah.
But let me go wonk out on you for just a sec so you can understand what actually really happened here, okay? Because this is kind of a big deal. What really happened with Russia? Remember when Biden was like, hey, yeah, come on, do a little invasion. You remember the part where the Biden family got $20 million from that Russian oligarch? It came from Putin. Putin gave it to him.
Yeah.
By the way, committing felony level tax evasion to pocket it, but whatever. They're Bidens. They get to do what they want. So all of that happened. Okay. And then they say to Russia, hey, come and invade. All right. So they do. So Biden puts sanctions on the Russian oil on the main market. There's something really important to understand what I'm about to tell you to make all of this make sense. He puts sanctions on Russian oil on the main market. What does that do? Well, because he did not sanction India and China from buying the oil on the back end, out the back door, right? Mm-hmm. What he did for China, which paid his family at least 30, we know 30 million for sure was under investigation by the IRS, the laptop documents at least 50. What was all of this really about? Okay, if Russia can't sell on the main market, they can only sell out the back door to China and now India. And they have to sell it cheap, right? Real cheap. Way cheaper than you can get on the world market. What just happened? Joe Biden just forced Russia to be a vassal state to China and to sell them cheap oil. Because when Biden did not also put tariffs, sanction, whatever, China and India for buying that oil, but mainly China. India came on sort of toward the end of the Biden administration. What did he do? He did China a huge favor. He gutted Russia on behalf of China to get them cheap oil. Which, by the way, all of that China, you know, oil buying funded what? The Ukraine war, which Biden was never serious about stopping. They want World War III. I've demonstrated that to you for a very long time. So that's what they did. Do you remember when the International Monetary Fund took a look at their very left-wing institution, very globalist, and came out with a report saying that the people hurt the most by the Russian oil sanctions by Joe Biden were the American middle class and lower classes? Why? Well, because you take the Russian oil off the main market, what happens?
Prices go up.
Go through the roof.
Yeah.
Who's the only person on earth getting a discount? China. Mm-hmm. You think that's an accident? No, that's what you get when you pay the Biden family $30 million. And Joe Biden is the big guy, the IRS whistleblower said, and he pocketed it too. We need to get that. We need to get that. We need those transactions. We got him. The NSA has him. We need to go get him. We need to wreck him for this. So Joe Biden funded the Ukraine war to provide China with cheap oil with which to kick our butts. All the while accomplishing their goal of punishing the middle class, Lee, for driving, for climate change stuff by what? Artificially raising gas prices. It was a totally evil thing. This is Trump reasserting rightness. Now we need to clock China too. He's not going to want to do that because they'll cut the rare earth minerals off again. So we needed to close that door. But at least this is the beginning of closing that door. Now, what I really hope is that Russia will come to the table. None of this will be necessary. And they can sell their oil on the world market because that's going to push all the prices will come down for us too. That's what needs to, and that's what Trump wants to get to. He wanted to take a shortcut, just go, y'all just make peace so I could take the sanctions off Russia so that we can raise, you know, so that the middle class can benefit. So that's kind of what's going on. The whole point of all of that, again, was to provide China with cheap oil with a gun to Russia's head to provide it. That's what Biden was doing. When you look back at all of Biden's policies, everything is done to help China, everything. All of it. We covered it yesterday with Afghanistan, which was deliberately collapsed so that the Taliban could take over. In fact, we met with them beforehand to tell them they would be taking the keys. They didn't even want them.
Can't blame them, but.
No, and the reason, of course, as I've explained many times, we didn't know at the time when Biden was deliberately collapsing Afghanistan, we didn't know the Taliban had multi-billion dollar contracts with the Chinese to hand them the lithium mines. And that's why he pulled out in the middle of the night. So you look at all of his policies, he's all, and I really would love to know. I hope I have a feeling they get to the bottom of this. The people driving these policy decisions, I bet you're going to be Jill and Hunter, the people who personally profited from this, the Biden family. I bet that's what they're going to find. That's what they're digging for in Congress. They know it too. They just have to prove it. So that's what is behind all of this sanctioned stuff. And it's super, super interesting. Now, in my preferred world, NATO would stop hurling our missiles at Russia and Russia would come to the table. We could lift the sanctions. We can lower oil prices and we cut some kind of ironclad deal with Russia for the rare earth minerals and divorce them from China, cut them off from China. That'd be what I would wish would happen. We'd have peace in Ukraine, but nothing is ever so easy.
No.
Yeah. But Trump is at least beginning to correct a major problem that Biden caused there. So, and India, I mean, India needs to be taken to the woodshed. They do. They need a spanking and they just got it. They need to see Trump's serious and they have got to choose sides. They're either with Russia and China or they're with us, but they don't get to sell us, have us be their number one trading partner and treat us this way. We must have respect.